In the battle of the United States of America versus nine guys from Southeast Michigan, America has won. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. David Brian Stone, his son, and seven others are accused of seditious conspiracy on the grounds that their Christian militia group, the Hutari, plan to kill a cop, attack the officer's funeral procession with IEDs, and spark a general uprising. They trained in the woods. The military ranks had names like Archon, Zulif, and the highest rank, the Radok. They had the guns, the ammo, the explosives, the uniforms, the walkie-talkies, a belt buckle reading God, Guns, and Guts, and most important, a rock and roll YouTube video in which they attack a United Nations outpost and raise the Hutari flag. Sounds like our own little Taliban. Except one problem with the plot. When the SWAT team came for the Hutari, the villagers of Southeast Michigan didn't try to hide them or protect them or fight back. The villagers seemed happy to be rid of them. So why would anybody do this? Well, one clue may be in the news dispatch, which says that David Brian Stone's wife had left him, and Mr. Stone lives in a pair of attached trailers at the corner of two dirt roads. Okay, so you're living in a trailer down by the dirt road in Southeast Michigan. You can either accept that you're living in a trailer down by the dirt road in Southeast Michigan, or you can post a rock music YouTube video of you and your buddies overthrowing the United States of bleepin' America. Oh, you may get arrested, but now you're on the internet forever. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.